You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Combo Plate. Mason and Travis today. Travis was like, hey, they kind of suckered me into a Combo Plate.
Little bamboozled.
Yeah. But...
happy to be here.
Going well.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems to be all right.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I feel like we're trying to find each other's rhythm here.
I do too. I think we're getting there.
We'll get there.
We're getting there. Because what's weird is, so I always talk about this, there's always the, I say the one and the two or the A and the B, and
sure.
The A is the generator and the B is the reactor. You're generally an A, and today you're being a B.
And
you're doing great, right? Travis is excellent as the two, as the B. But it's a little bit easier than being the one, right?
Like I wanted to say a lie, but no, it's easier.
No, it is
it's
easier.
It's a lot easier.
All right, let's do the 2 o'clock call of the day at 108. Let's go to Dave in Placentia. Dave, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I wanted to get you guys' opinion. This morning I was watching Get Up.
Yep.
Get Up, like you'd call it.
The Get Up.
And they were already talking about GOAT conversation with Mahomes versus Brady, and it just drives me bananas. They started so early in his career, and of course, it comes up with Joe Montana, that he went to 4 Super Bowls and was 4-0 and won 3 MVPs. And I equate this with the LeBron versus Michael conversation, and I don't have a horse in the race. I'm not a fan of either, but I do not know why LeBron gets knocked down for going to the finals and losing. Whereas if you lost in the first round or second round, it doesn't hurt you at all.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't
absolutely
make sense.
Yeah, it's a totally fair point. It's a totally fair point. And yeah, LeBron's been there
10 times.
10 times.
He's been to the finals 10 times.
4-6.
Yes.
4-6. But he doesn't get credit for the times he went there and they failed to win.
And look, the LeBron and MJ thing is, frankly, mind-numbingly boring to me typically. But
yes,
this is a good point.
Yeah.
That because Michael Jordan got beat by Larry Bird in the quarterfinals, that doesn't count against him.
Right.
That LeBron got 2 rounds further but still lost is held against him. It's never made any sense to me. 6-0 is 6-0. I get
right.
It. There's no dumping on that.
Yeah.
But 10 times is better than 6.
Yeah, although we count rings, don't we?
Well,
I'm not a super big ring counter, but that is NBA culture. Is how many rings
everyone
do you have?
That doesn't win a ring is a loser every year. That just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. You can have a great season, you can be a great player, you can do all of these things, and not that Robert Horry is a better basketball player than Magic Johnson because he has more rings. Of course not.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It's just what I mean. And Horry's great, but it's like, no, it's not just a tallying sport. Because if it is, then Michael is second or third or whatever he is to LeBron. He's
LeBron,
got the most
right.
Points.
Most points.
It drives me crazy.
In the case of GOAT at quarterback, it is – here's what I'll say about – and I watch the Get Up every day. And they are definitely making this regular conversation about, is Mahomes better than Brady? Mm-hmm. Is Mahomes going to be the GOAT? Is he already the GOAT? All that stuff. Here's what I'll say. I think Patrick Mahomes is a better sheer talent than Tom Brady was. Tom Brady had a knack for winning.
Mm-hmm.
But Patrick Mahomes does stuff that I've not seen a quarterback ever do. He's like the evolution of a – he's like Brady, but 2.0. He's more fun. He's got more arm talent. He's more fun. Yeah.
He's just a lot more fun. He throws off platform. He throws with his off hand. He does those little fake slides.
Scrambles and, like crazy.
Right. Brady was just going to come in there and surgically dismantle what it is that you're doing. And unless you're a Patriot fan, it wasn't a ton of fun.
No.
It wasn't exciting. Joe Montana, 92 yards with whatever it is to win the game. Like Joe Montana had some dramatic finishes.
He did.
Brady would just, and Brady had a few as well, but Brady is just the ultimate winner. Mahomes is by far the most fun quarterback we've seen since Montana. Probably maybe Elway. Elway had some wild finishes too.
Yes.
But no, Mahomes but, is
but
by
in
far
fairness,
the most
those
fun.
Guys didn't throw the ball in volume.
Can't compare numbers.
So you can't really compare, at least in my mind, you can't compare Joe
Montana.
Well,
here's the other part about Mahomes too, right? This is his fourth Super Bowl appearance.
Yes.
In basically 5 years. 5 years. He's got to go five more times.
Yeah.
Six more times.
Yeah.
And the odds of that happening are virtually zero. I know he's a young guy. Andy Reid is not a young guy. Who knows how much longer. Travis Kelce is getting older.
Yep.
Who's the next guy that comes in there? He's not even halfway there.
Yeah.
Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl, what, 10 times as well? Okay. This is his fourth. He's got to go six more times to tie.
Yeah.
And he's got to win virtually every
time. Okay, but
he
that's
goes.
Measuring in I'm talking about just talent.
Oh, yeah.
Talent, I think Mahomes has more.
Sure, I'll buy that.
Just, Bergman, do you agree with that?
Yeah, he has absolutely more talent in every kind of, almost every way.
Yeah.
He's much better arm, much better elusiveness. But it's not so much that about Mahomes being the GOAT now or being the best quarterback of all time now. He has the chance to do it. He's on the way to getting there. And I think that's what the conversation should be. I don't think he's the best quarterback ever right now. If he keeps going at this pace, I think he can and will be.
There's nobody else that's on the pace to be the GOAT and whatever it is. Like, there's not a golfer that's on track to run down Tiger Woods, or a baseball player that's on track to run down Pete Rose. Or
right,
any, like, there is nobody that's on schedule the way that Mahomes is.
Yeah.
And also, it's not supposed to happen right at the same time as we just saw the last one. It's supposed to take 20 years or 30 years for another guy to come and be like, oh, he's going to challenge Brady. It's happening at the same time that Brady was playing. And I think that's amazing.
What I think we're watching is the evolution of the quarterback position. And by the way, if Mahomes doesn't do it, it's because he's in a conference that is filled with the young quarterbacks in the league.
With the exception of Stafford and Hurts, all the other top guys are in the other half.
Yes.
All of them.
Yep,
Burrow,
I agree.
Jackson, Allen,
Herbert.
Mahomes, Herbert,
yep.
Tua, Lawrence,
yep.
Like go right on down, the guy from Houston, CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud, yeah.
They're all on that half.
Yeah.
Stupid.
All right, let's get one more in here. Let's go to Travis in Oxnard. Travis, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I have a couple comments. First comment is, if your knee's cracking is a signifying of 50, then I think 50 is the new 30 because my stuff's been cracking for years.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Second quick comment before I get into my question
yep.
is, I respect it, but I don't agree with, Mace, your hate for the 49ers. There's plenty of teams I hate more, and even though I don't like the Rams, when they were the greatest show on turf, I thought it was just so fun to watch. I don't dislike them to the degree I hate the Seahawks and the Cowboys and teams like that, but I respect it. We're all entitled to
that. Let me ask you, though, Trav, are you a Rams fan, or are you a fan of another team?
No, I'm a Niner fan. I grew up in the Bay Area.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Yeah, no, for me, here's what...
I got respect. It's always been a brotherly love, I felt like, with the Rams.
Yeah, no, it's
Rams
definitely
players
not.
Don't look at it like
definitely
that.
Not brotherly love. but I'll say this. One of the reasons why I hate the Niners so much is that they show up at SoFi Stadium once a year, and they do take over.
It's embarrassing. We
it is. That's the one
I'm
game.
It is.
Yeah.
That we have, well, how many people are in Greater LA? 15 million? I don't know the exact number.
Yeah.
But they're more than enough to fill up SoFi Stadium every year that San Francisco comes. And it's, what is it, 3-1?
Yeah.
It maybe more
and
than
Trav,
that.
One of my happiest moments in the last 5 years was at the moment we knew the Rams were going to beat San Francisco in the NFC Championship game, and they cut away on the big board to Niners fans heading up the escalators and out of the building. That just felt so good to me. So, yeah, I hear you. That is my most hated team. I wish you failure on Sunday. What else, Trev?
No, and I respect it. I wouldn't have been one of those fans leaving, because even in losses, I'm there till – well after zeros have hit the clock. You're paying all that money. You've got to get your money's worth. Which leads me into my next question. I know several of you guys have been to Super Bowls. I know that you guys, you know, make more money than the common man, or sometimes you get free tickets. Now, I'm buying my ticket on Thursday.
Ooh.
Now, how crazy is it for the commoner to be spending 10 to up to 20% of their annual salary on tickets for essentially one game, and you're not guaranteed to win? Like, we're going against Pat Mahomes. There's no guarantees in something like that. How absurd do you see these prices and the fans that are actually getting to them? That was my main question.
Can I ask you how much, are you willing to say how much you paid for your ticket?
So that's why I'm waiting until Thursday. I heard Thursday to Friday is the day it dips to its lowest.
Okay.
Travis, do you have a family, you married, children?
As of right now, I'm paying about $7,000.
For
one ticket? Two?
For one ticket.
Oh my God, dude.
Go back. Are you married? Do you have children?
About $1,200. Say that again. My choice is I don't plan on having kids. That's kind of been my lifestyle. If I don't have kids, I get to travel and do the things that I love. And this is one of them. This is a bucket list item. I don't know how many more years of intense fandom I have left in me, like how much, because it's physically draining.
Yep.
So this might be my last chance to get to a Super Bowl, and this is a bucket list item. I think it's money well spent.
I get it. I've spent too much on tickets in the past, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't work out. Like Game 7 against the Astros at Dodger Stadium, I spent a lot of money. That didn't work out. Super Bowl in Atlanta I went to,
where the Rams lost
to the Patriots. And then I was at SoFi the day the Rams beat Cincinnati for the Super Bowl, and it was worth every single penny to get to that moment. So I do not blame you, sir. Invest your money in what you love, and this is what you love.
And he's not taking anything off of anybody else's plate. Like if you want to go spend all your money on tickets, go spend all your money on tickets. I can't.
Hey, Travis, call us after the game, okay?
Yeah, hopefully I'm in a good mood.
All right,
you guys take care.
Cool, see ya.
Like that's the okay. So he said seven. Right?
$7,000.
Too much.
I'm not wishing for this for Travis, but if this happens, this is Patrick Mahomes beat you 45-10 and you're walking out and you're $7,000 lighter.
It gotta be the worst feeling.
Game's over before it's even the halftime.
Game 7 of the World Series. It was over almost right off the bat.
Kershaw should have started that game.
Still, yeah, he should have.
I still feel that
he did give them clean innings after that, did he not?
If he's going to pitch, why not pitch first?
Yeah, why not?
It's going to bother me.
All right, coming up next for you, there are actually some, Laura's not here today, but there are some interesting signs that point towards one particular team on Sunday.
Oh.
We'll do that coming up next. In the meantime, you know, life is a journey with highs and lows. And in the weather, the weather does affect you. And maybe that's a factor in how you're feeling right now, whether it's depressed or anxiety or world's coming at you too fast. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let us be your support on this journey together. Let's share a brighter tomorrow with hope, recovery, and well-being. Combo Plate, Mason and Travis, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so Beto's hanging out. Beto, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Is this the right microphone?
Yeah, you're on it.
I just heard that Travis was on a diet, so I brought pan dulce in.
Pan dulce!
Because I love to get people off the rails.
Down.
That's it.
And that was amazing.
Yeah, I'll tweet it out right now. Yeah, you get the coconut one?
I got the coconut one with the strawberry coconut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mason said pan dulce like a good Latino. Pan dulce. There it is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now we just gave away a couple of squares on the island's super squares board, right?
We sure did.
Who gets them? Is it Ricardo Alvarez from Whittier?
Richard Alvarez from Whittier. So let's put him on the board, huh?
All right.
You want to do it? Beto, I'm going to throw you the pen.
Write him in. I just put the headphones on. What do you say?
Yeah, do you want to write on Richard Alvarez on the board?
Pick two squares. I love the fact that you guys are doing squares on 710. It is so 2024.
Now you're picking them.
Okay. So how many squares does he get?
He gets two squares.
All right, Ricky.
So this is Richard Alvarez from Whittier. He's going lower right quadrant.
All right.
There's one spot. God, I love playing the squares. We got to have an office.
We need to do it.
Yeah. And one more, Beto. One more for Richard Alvarez in Whittier. And he is, Beto, very careful, very deliberate, and actually pretty good handwriting.
Not bad, except for he left the Alvarez part in and just wrote Richard Whittier.
Oh, Richard Whittier. Okay, so just for the record, It says Richard Whittier.
Richard Whittier is Richard Alvarez.
Yes,
Richard Alvarez. All right, good job, Beto. I don't write. My handwriting at this point is so bad, I can't...
Can you read any of that?
No, I don't even write... Do you write notes for yourself?
I do.
Yeah,
because my brain is Swiss cheese, and if I don't write it down in the moment, I can't remember it 8 seconds later.
Is that right?
So if it's not on the pad, it didn't happen. It's as simple as that.
So, we've got Beto here.
I'm just hanging out. I'll just bring in pan dulce because I want to beat the rain before I come to Lakers post game.
Can I get one of those? They look delicious.
No. You're a good guy who's on a real good diet, and you're looking trim. No, I will not... contribute to you. Travis, all day. That's my guy.
Why are you tempting Trav when he's trying to make healthier choices?
As he said, I'm over 50. Just whatever. Let it go.
Yeah, but I don't want to die before I'm 55. I want to be on this side.
No, because guys like you who have a good stay, all that good stuff, you live till later in the years. It's the people that are healthy that die early.
You think?
No.
People die early and the unhealthy people live
because
a long time.
What did the late great Rod Beck? Can't pull fat, right? You just gotta live. You gotta have extra around you, man.
I've been told that the more people that hate you, the longer you live.
The more people that hate you?
Yes.
Wow.
Who told you that?
Not to me specifically, but that the more people that really can't stand you, then you're more likely to live a long time.
Wow, and that's based
that's
on
terrible.
What?
On nothing. It's anecdotal.
It's totally anecdotal.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, that works out.
So if you eat a lot and people don't like you, you're never going away.
Forever. Well, what is that line? You know, a good belly is a sign of success.
My dad used to walk around.
That's where I got it from, right?
With
from
his gut. And he used to pat his belly and say, I earned this.
Yeah.
I earned this. So I came across this. First of all, Lakers, what did you think of LeBron wearing the Knicks towel the other night?
Oh, you conspiracy people.
You think it's nothing?
It's probably somebody like, hey, I'm about to do a TV interview. Give me a towel. And somebody just threw him a towel.
Even though Windhorst says he was sending a message?
I mean, this day and age, right now, everything you do is going to get dissected.
Everything he does.
Absolutely.
You don't think that was calculated in his part?
It's calculated that there's going to be a Knicks towel waiting for him as he's about to do the interview.
I think he grabbed a Knicks towel. They were all over the place. Grabbed one, threw it over his shoulders.
Because the interview was probably by the Knicks bench, right?
I can't tell you where geographically on the court.
But I know that he's earned the speculation right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything he does should be a three-hour show about where did that towel come from, what color, the scheme, the fact that he wore orange and blue kicks before he walked into Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Like, that, everything is going to get dissected. I'm just more like, look, game's over. Probably somebody just threw him a towel.
But, you know, it does lead to what's going to happen on Thursday with the trade deadline. I mean, I assume that this is...
With what? LeBron getting traded?
No.
Okay,
exactly. I don't believe that to be the
ever.
Case. Rich Paul came out and said, no, that's not happening.
Ever.
That's
but
not
the
no.
fact
consideration.
That it was Rich Paul that said it instead of the team saying it.
Well, there's this guy. Do you know
because
this,
he has.
Do you know this guy that tweeted out about LeBron's going to get.
Channel 5
turns
guy?
Turns his mic off.
Is that what we're talking
about?
Yeah,
Channel 5 guy.
Yeah, I don't know him.
I don't know him. I mean, everybody went back and looked. Oh, look, he had these four tweets that were right on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but then how about, you know. You can go and find everybody has great tweets about something, right?
Yeah.
He's from Orlando. He works at Channel 5. Don't know the guy.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Yeah, he's been in the market for a while. Don't know him.
Look, I don't know anything
about
him.
And he steps
him.
On Jim Hill, so forget it.
Here's what I know.
Yes, correct.
To throw that out there without any sort of
exactly.
any little nibble of something, not that they were
he's connected
on the
somewhere
one-yard
that somebody
line.
Told him something.
Somebody
he
somewhere
is connected
said they had
somewhere,
a meeting.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
somewhere said, hey, you know what they talked about?
But this is the type. This is the time of year where there's a lot of agents maneuvering certain things, certain ways. How was it? A couple months ago or a month ago, we had, the Laker locker room is a disarray. And then the people who are there every single day walk in, they're like, are they really? I didn't know that. I didn't know that
but that was coming from the agents. But I'm not going to question the reporting of, you know, Sam Amick and
Sam Amick is the one who came out and said, not really.
Well, Sam Amick is the one that followed up. I forget the original report.
The original report that has so much dissension. And then Sam Amick came out, and I remember talking to Sam. He's like, it's not as bad, you know?
Not as bad, yeah, but...
as the original report
were. Real.
But there's always going to be something when your client isn't playing.
Right. Right.
And it was from Reeves, and it was certain other players.
But it's not coming from nowhere. Even if it's a couple of guys and the team's going bad, that's how it goes.
This is a time of year where everything, baseball guy, you know, everything comes from Boras' side. Mm-hmm. It's always from the agents that are looking out for their best interest.
Well,
in their
players. Like the agent. Any agent has a great persuasion over the Lakers organization.
Or not like any agent has. Exactly.
No.
Or
no,
not like, no. But here's the thing, though. Everybody has a guy who's removed.
Yep.
And those guys love to talk. Because they're in my DMs, they're in my texts, I get them, and there's always, hey, did you hear about this? Like, and then if you, as a reporter in this day and age, you got to go and double, triple source to make sure that's being said to you.
If you kind of reverse engineer it, though, it's always coming from somewhere, mm-hmm. right? And it doesn't, right. Maybe it's on a 1 out of 10, it's a 1, and it gets sold as a 4, but it's a 1.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Channel 5 guy did talk to somebody.
He did.
And it was suggested that LeBron could be, and it's
been suggested
not,
on
just,
the station. If you listen to post-game Laker talk,
again, yeah, again, yeah, exactly.
But think about it. The reason we all went, oh, is because we all know that it's not totally bizarre. It's
right.
not no. totally out of left field. No, that if he showed up, said, guys, it's time for me to move on. Nobody's falling out of their chair,
right?
No. We'd all be like, oh, okay,
it's cool. Thanks for that banner.
Yeah,
cool.
I don't think Laker fans would be all that torn up.
No,
about.
Oh my gosh.
They'd be like, yeah, okay, cool, like, let's go.
The other
I don't
night,
think they would be.
You don't think they'd be upset if?
No, I don't.
If they traded LeBron?
If LeBron asked for and the Lakers agreed
Laker
to that.
Laker fans would be the first ones gone.
They'd be like, thanks for everything, see you later.
Mace, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
What was it? When they beat Boston without right. LeBron and AD, I had to start the show because we have the ESPN LA Lakers community also
sure.
on Twitter and my account, and it was. Bron, don't eat him. Get out of here. Good riddance, ball. I started the show with, do not even call in. Funch, screen these guys out.
Yeah.
I want to trade LeBron. We're not having that tonight.
Right.
We had it. Sure enough, phone lines went empty.
Right.
It was nothing but people wanted it on Thursday night.
They're an overly vocal minority.
And you're
going to
have the LeBron haters no matter what. The ones who are, LeBron is not a Laker. He'll never be a Laker. He'll never be on this because he's just a rent. Like, you're going to have those hardcore fans that will never accept him.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Coming up next, I mentioned this. I've got some signs that maybe favor the Chiefs on Sunday. We got that coming up. Beto's hanging out. We got What's Up, Fool. We're going to do some Game of Games, my game today. Travis, have you ever played Game of Games?
I have.
You have?
I'm 1 for 1.
1 for 1?
Yes.
Who won on Friday? I think Pepe won on Friday. Yeah, impressive win. So all that's coming up for you. It is a combo plate. Me and Trav hanging out, 710 ESPN. I'm grasping for reasons to expect the Chiefs to win on Sunday.
I'll give you one.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
That's the best reason.
Yeah, that's the best reason.
Not grasping.
Yeah, I think we've learned not to bet against Patrick Mahomes, right?
I would never do it.
That means you're not betting the Niners on Sunday?
No, I'm betting the Chiefs.
You're betting the
Chiefs. It's stupid. Just like it was stupid to bet against Tom Brady for all those years, even though he still lost every once in a while, it's stupid to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Who are you picking on Sunday, Beto? Have you made up your mind on the big game?
No, I haven't looked at the line yet. It's too early.
2 points. Yeah, it is early.
I saw 2.5 this morning.
Yeah. I saw 2.5. I also saw 2.
Okay.
I usually wait till about Thursday to really hunker down and decide which...
Is that when you dig into your research and...
No, that's just usually I figure out how much money I got left from Prize Picks during the week. Like how much I... Because I hate making a big bet for Sunday on a Monday, then you don't have anything, any action Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Wait it out.
Yeah, so I need something in the Czechoslovakian tennis league this
I'm
week.
I'm going to throw down some Mythical Money.
Mythical Money!
Mythical Money is always brought to you by Prize Picks. Whenever you mention Prize Picks, you're a big Prize Picks user, right?
I am.
Largest number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. Bergman!
What are you doing? Are you going for the big game?
I'm going for the big game.
Super Bowl.
There'll be props later in the week. But right now, what's my mythical money total?
You have 210.
Give me 30,000 mythical dollars.
Yep.
On the Chiefs. Plus, you said I can get 2.5.
I saw 2.5.
I can get 2.5.
They're not favored?
No.
Niners are favored.
Niners yeah. by 2.5.
Give me $50,000 on the Chiefs plus 2.
Whoa!
If you get Patrick Mahomes and points,
yeah.
Let's go.
I'm doing okay.
On a neutral field?
Yeah.
So if Laura was here, I would tell her this. This is according to someone who follows, I guess, astrology and lunar cycle. He says, preliminary lunar analysis favors the Chiefs. The day of the Super Bowl is a waxing crescent moon, and the Chiefs are 19-1 in the last 5 years under waxing crescent conditions.
19-1.
By far their best moon phase.
Is waxing
Why even play the game?
Waxing is like
bigger.
I thought waxing Waning. Was a sliver.
Yeah, waxing is going to get bigger. And then waning is when it's getting smaller.
Oh, listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Waxing,
I mean, makes sense.
Waxing is right after the new moon. Waning is after the full moon.
Because it's waning. It's getting smaller.
Yeah, right.
It's just, you know, waxing poetic. You keep on going.
So it's a waxing moon, and the Chiefs are 19-1 under waxing crescent moon conditions.
I'm in.
So I'll take it.
We're going to wax that.
There's another reason. Do you know who the most hated team in the NFL is these days?
Patriots.
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Look, residual hatred lasts a while.
It does.
People move on.
It does, but they did a Twitter survey where they go out and look at things
like...
Is it
Kansas City?
It is the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah.
It's who you going to glance right now.
Who do you think number two is?
Eagles.
No.
Cowboys.
Cowboys are disliked. And then number three...
But they're also the most liked, too, right?
The Patriots.
Yeah.
I'll always
but
hate
they're
the
bad
Patriots.
Now. The Patriots are just bad now.
Yeah, but they had 20 years where they were on top of the world.
But it's been, 5 years since Brady left? You know, we move on.
I mean, Mac
Apparently
Jones?
Not.
Are you afraid of Mac Jones? Bailey Zappi?
Bailey Zappi.
Because they're not on TV anymore, so I don't even pay attention
to them. Bill Belichick's going to live to be 600 because everybody dislikes him.
Okay, who do you think is next on the hate list?
Fourth?
49ers.
Niners are well down the list, surprisingly. They are like number 10.
Niners are kind of lovable,
AFC or
right?
NFC?
Next is the NFC, and it's already been said.
Eagles.
Eagles are there.
He's always hating Philly, both ways.
And then this is a weird one. The number 5 is a team from the AFC.
From the AFC.
Raiders.
Yeah.
No.
Dolphins.
No.
Chargers?
Bills?
The Ravens.
Ravens.
I don't know why people hate on the Ravens. I'm not sure.
Well, Emily must have voted in that category.
Yeah, it must have been all Pittsburgh fans.
The Ravens.
Because she's a Pittsburgh, right?
She's a Steelers fan. So she's probably, if she got called, she called him back.
Yeah. All right, so coming up next, it's a combo play today. Beto's hanging out.
I'm
we got Lakers coming up for you. Make sure you stay here for that. 2:30 is the pre with Slee, and 4 o'clock is the tip-off in Charlotte as the Lakers look to wrap up their Grammy trip with a 4-2 record. With a 4-2 record. In the meantime, let me tell you about Books. Valentine's Day is next week, officially. And that means that you've got to be smart for Valentine's Day. I'm teaming up with Books again this year. If your wife or your girlfriend says, don't get me anything, don't get me anything. That's a trap. Thank you. That's a trap. You gotta get her beautiful flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. And right now, I got you covered with 25% off your entire purchase at the Books Company. Listen up, Books is just better than the rest. The thing I love about Books is that their flowers stay fresh longer because they come directly from the best flower farms. There's even a flower farm on the side of a volcano. They're easy to use. You can buy roses in one click or choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 red roses you've heard about. Valentine's Day, February 14th, I placed my order early and picked my delivery date. You can do it too. Be the hero. Go to Books.com, use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code ESPN. Books, promo code ESPN. Combo plate, me and Trav, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I saw this on Pro Football Rumors, but it says that Jay Harbaugh is set to join the Seahawks as their special teams coordinator. Jay Harbaugh is Jim Harbaugh's son.
Oh, okay.
The move means that Ryan Ficken will remain in his current role as special teams coordinator for the Chargers. Why did Jim choose somebody named Ryan Ficken for over his son?
Well, I actually read that Ficken had interviews or was offered interviews at other places, and the Chargers wanted him to stay, so did not release him for interviews elsewhere.
Or Ficken's just a better coach.
Yeah,
than
or
his
Ficken's
kid.
A better coach.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, Brian, you watch all the Charger games. Were they good at special teams?
They were okay, but I've never heard of this guy, so I don't know.
I mean, you would think that he'd bring his son in, no?
Well, look, I have sons, I have children, and I would do just about anything to see them succeed and get in a place where they're good. But if my livelihood is tied to their success, I'm going to hire the best guy available.
Yeah, I mean, right? I feel like the same. It's good that he got another job. But
yeah, in the NFL.
But it makes me wonder, what does Harbaugh know
right.
about his son?
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
It's like, why wouldn't he want his son on his coaching
staff?
Hey, Dad,
you want to, can I be the special? You know what?
No,
this Ficken guy
looks
pretty
with Ficken.
Good.
Sticking
I
with Ficken.
I really like this guy, but you can go find one with the Seahawks.
So yeah. I looked him up. It's not like he's a little kid. He's 34 years old, right? Jay is 34 years old. He's been around for a while. He's been coaching at the Ravens, Michigan. The dude has had jobs, and the dad's like,
okay.
You know
oh, he's
where
with him in Michigan?
Coached yeah, other than Michigan.
He's only with his dad.
Okay.
He
and
was
his
at Baltimore.
And his uncle in
at
Baltimore. We got the answer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
And he's been special teams for the last 4 years. Usually you move up for special teams.
Usually you do.
Yeah.
John, don't mess around. Let's go Bolts, man.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No,
let's go, Brian.
Words that I will never say right there.
Again.
What's up, Phil?
Go Bolts.
Again. Bolt
yeah.
up, baby.
Again?
Never.
Oh,
again?
Those Twitter receipts, Mason.
They're going to be good, Mace.
I'll believe it when I see it.
They're going to be good.
Yeah, they're $50 million over the cap.
They say that every year. Every year they say
that. They've never had a real coach.
They didn't have billboards with Harbaugh on the side of the 405.
They are where the Rams were last year, way over the cap.
Okay, I'm not saying that they're going to show up and win 14 games next year. I'm saying everywhere this dude shows up, he wins. Like, and not just a little bit more than before, a lot more than before. USD. Stanford never wins. San Francisco, Michigan,
he
wins.
Here's the thing. I'm interested. That's okay. Actually better than it's been for the
You're
Chargers in a long time. I'm paying attention. He makes it interesting. I love the fact that he showed respect to Jim Hill.
Do you push back?
Right.
You're a legend.
You're a legend.
Hey, but he didn't play here, and he knows Jim Hill. That says a lot about him right there.
He played in San Diego.
But Jim was L.A. I mean, Jim then again, Jim was in Rocky III, too. So.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
He is everywhere.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. It was announced today that some cool court features coming to the NBA All-Star Weekend. They're going to have a glass LED interactive court, and it's going to be for the three-point contest, the skills challenge, the dunk contest, and the celebrity game. And I watched the promo video of this. It's on, I think NBA tweeted it out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool little thing that the court, you know, changes graphics and features and stuff. But will this get you more interest in watching the dunk contest or three-point contest?
So are they playing on, like, this big LED thing? That
it's like a giant screen they're playing
It's a big
on.
Video game.
It's right. kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. I mean, I am one who actually, I like the three-point shooting contest, and I do like the dunk contest. I know it's going to be some no-name that wins, but that's okay with me.
Mac McClung.
G League legend. Yeah.
Would you have remembered that? Would you have remembered Mac McClung if you didn't just say it?
No, but I'm entertained.
West Virginia's finest.
Can I not just be entertained in the moment?
You
like,
can, but it's
watching
really
guys
not
try to do crazy dunks?
Who cares about any of those dudes?
Well, a clear / giant TV that they're playing on top of. I'll watch. I'll check it out. Now, if it's Mac McClung and stuff dunking, I'll just check out the court and keep it moving.
I'd just like to say the court, Beto just showed me, is super cool.
Yeah.
It's a big video game.
Yeah, it's a big video game.
Okay.
It's actually really, really cool. It's worth watching for that. I don't care about the game.
Three-point contest is the only thing there that's competitively intriguing. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
The game is just ridiculous. By the way, and yesterday, the Pro Bowl, I kept flipping by it. I was like, I'll watch anything but anything. I know it was on ABC and all that stuff.
Million viewers.
Did it draw 8 million viewers yesterday?
The year before, it was like 9 and change. So I don't know what yesterday was, but it's not nothing.
Yeah, we flipped by yesterday, and they were doing Tug of War, and Juan said, hey, I've never seen Tug of War. I'm like, you're not going to see it now either. I wasn't going to see it. Hater.
You know, yesterday I did absolutely nothing. I was sitting on my couch all day long with all the rain and everything. I refused to put that on also. We didn't even think about going to the Pro Bowl. No. I saw it on Twitter that people were watching. I'm like, nah.
Nah, exactly right.
Yesterday was get up around 8:30, which is a little late for me.
Yes.
Went downstairs, went back upstairs, shut it down to about 12:30.
Shut it down.
Yeah. Got up, DoorDashed a pastrami sandwich and enough fries for all five of us in here.
That's a day right there.
And then ate that, then shut it down again for about another 90 minutes.
Good
that,
for you.
That was the day yesterday.
Hey, you work hard all week long. You deserve
it
that.
It was a lot.
Yeah,
and you
is.
Didn't have any baseball to go to.
No, that was nice. It rained out.
Perfect.
It's a pretty good deal.
By the way, this weekend, I think I get on the scale every morning. I gained 3 pounds over the weekend.
Why do you get on the scale every day?
Just so I know in my head exactly.
Why not every couple of days?
A week is what I've been told.
It's a habit every day.
Yeah.
I like to see where it
is. I believe that with you.
What if I start every day that way?
Let's say I'm using round numbers here.
Yeah.
Normally you're 180.
Yeah.
And you get on it the next
morning. Thank you. I
picked it on
thank
purpose.
You.
So you're welcome. It's 181. To ruin your day?
No. I just like to know where I am. I've got to eat a little tighter. I got to be a little more serious about what I ate today because I picked up 3 pounds. I'm at 192. I've not.
In a day?
3 pounds in a weekend.
Well, he doesn't
weekend.
Do any physical activity
was
either.
Filled, well, this weekend.
He goes home and he's done.
Nah, that's not true. I do. I go walking through the neighborhood all
do
the
you?
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually we hear the stories of you ordering bad food.
Not
and
anymore.
Getting in the hot tub.
I've not ordered back. Now, this weekend, I got Chinese food. I got egg foo young, which is
there
like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The Travis Show just continues to go, huh?
It's like a weed.
And I got a lot of dim sum. I got a lot of dumplings and wontons and egg rolls and all that stuff. Delicious
that?
Stuff.
You've been good for about a year, a little over a year.
A little over a year. Yeah. I've been. A
couple of beers?
No.
Now, Mason's not a drinker.
No.
Water?
Yeah, tea? just water. Okay. Water. Why does that matter?
Well, just if you're going to have a party, let's have a party.
It was really not a party. It was just me eating.
You and I are
young.
More alike. Pastrami, I'm thinking, how many tall cans?
Yeah, no, there's too many tall cans the day before. This is why we needed a pastrami.
Don't be a quitter.
Fries and Coca-Cola antidote.
Oh, tall Coke? Mexican Coke?
Did you have anxiety?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, anxiety is a terrible thing.
What's that?
Where you feel kind of hungover and you're wondering, oh, God, what did I do last night? What am I doing with my life? That sort of feeling.
Oh,
when you
never.
Wake up.
Yeah. Never.
I can't believe I said
hair of the dog, baby.
Spiral.
Hair of the dog. Get after it.
Have you had anxiety?
Yeah, anxiety is an absolute real thing. You think about everything you said the day before. While
I wasn't
you were
worried about that. It was just more.
Why did you do that?
And it wasn't
you know
even
I am.
Alcohol consumption. I had a Cuban sandwich, fries. Quesadilla. Kelly had a bunch of her friends over. Michael had a bunch of his friends over.
Ask Lee coming in right now.
Two friends came over. Susan went full mom deal, so there were snacks everywhere. Chocolate chip cookies. I looked like the Tasmanian devil. There's just a swirl in my hands and a
so
mouth.
What's the problem?
It was a mess.
See, my goal is to have nothing good in the house.
That's the only way
to do it. Have healthy stuff in the house. So even if you binge, you're binging on like healthy
apples,
stuff.
Walnuts.
Popcorn. Pistachios. Stuff like that. We have some kind of breaking news, Bergman.
Yes.
What is it?
From Shams Charania, Lakers say Jared Vanderbilt has been diagnosed with a right midfoot sprain and will be reevaluated in approximately 3 to 4 weeks. So the thought is that he is going to be out for the season, but he's going to be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks and go from there.
So that is the Lakers' second-best defensive player and a guy who was really, really playing well, was everywhere on the floor, 50-50 balls in passing lanes. I mean, he was like their quickness, their energy, their passion, their drive. I mean, he was all that stuff setting a tone for that team.
And he'd been playing with a bum heel before that. So
this is the other foot, too.
Yeah.
I think it's the right now. Yeah. It was the left.
Good dude, too, man. That sucks.
Well, like we were talking about earlier with your theory that they play better on national TV.
Yes.
He's the one guy that plays hard every night.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the one guy that isn't, okay, this is a TNT, I'll go a little harder. This is not, I'll take it. That's not him.
Mm-hmm.
They need that dude. That's too bad. So you said 3 to 4 weeks, Craig?
He'll be reevaluated.
Right, so that could be end of March by the time you actually get him back.
That's the evaluation. And then if he does come back at that, you got to get back into NBA playing shape.
Ugh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's not good for them.
That means it's more likely they make a deal, right?
You have to now.
I think there's no question they've got to
get a body
deal.
Now.
Otherwise, LeBron is going to have a Charlotte Hornets towel on tonight.
He should do that on purpose. Tonight, he should get a Charlotte.
He should get a Charlotte
Everywhere
towel.
Everywhere he goes, he gets a towel.
Yeah, but
for that
it's okay. But LeBron doesn't have that sense of humor. I think LeBron has a sense of humor, but if he tonight put on a Charlotte towel, who do they play when they come back? Denver, I think, is their first
Denver,
game.
Denver on Thursday.
Denver, if somehow, some way, he found a Nuggets towel over at Crypto, that'd be funny.
Yeah. Now it would be funny.
Right, but that's not how he's going to do
it. No, that's definitely not. He is sending a message.
We're so warped.
No,
that you and I would think like this. Yeah. Like, I'll do that.
Yeah. Twist the knife a little bit.
All right, coming up next. Oh, I've got, actually, this is an interesting story. I'm going to do this coming up next. It's a story about a wedding and a big mistake. Ooh. I'll explain. Coming up. Mason in Ireland is not on today. That's just my habit of saying. It's a combo plate. Me and Trav and Beto's hanging out. We're getting ready for Lakers basketball. 3:30 is the pre, or 2:30 is the pre. 4 o'clock is the tip in Charlotte. 7:10 ESPN. All right, we're playing the squares game for the big game on Sunday. It is Island Super Squares, and caller number 7 was Harold McDaniel from Harbor City. And Beto is here. He's going to choose the squares for Harold right now. And there are great Islands gift cards up for grabs if you happen to nail the first quarter, the third quarter, the halftime, and the final score. All kinds of Islands gift cards. And he is getting his squares right now. Good luck. Good luck, Harold.
Love Islands. Coldest beer in town. Can't
I heard you talk about that.
Can't beat it. Everything. Ice cold mug, Mace.
You know what my go-to is? Cheddar fries with ranch dressing.
Sure.
Jeez.
Who doesn't like that?
So good.
That's it's probably the least healthy thing I could eat. But if I go to Islands, I'm definitely getting cheddar fries with ranch dressing and just dredging them through the ranch dressing.
That sounds great.
Delicious.
By the way, we're going to be giving these all the way through Thursday, so you still have chances to win.
Cool.
Call in all day, and we're going to give a bunch away tomorrow.
Okay, good, good. So we'll do it again tomorrow. So if you haven't gotten through, make sure you keep on listening. All right, so here's a as we get ready for Game of Games, I came across this really interesting story. About a wedding gone wrong. So I'll tell you the story, and then you tell me what you think happened.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Okay. So a couple decides to get married, and they plan the wedding together. And the one condition that she had was that she didn't want any cake on her face.
Okay.
Okay. So they get to the point where they're cutting the cake. And not only he doesn't put cake in her face, he takes her whole head and pushes it down into the cake.
Guess at what went
she
wrong.
Did the Mexican thing. It's your birthday. They smash your face in cake.
Wow. He had cupcakes set aside for people because he knew he was going to do this with his new wife.
Okay.
Now, how do you think this wedding turned out?
So, having seen wedding cakes, like, you ever watch, I've spent a little more time on the Food Network.
Yes,
than
you
the
do love
guy.
The Food Network, yes.
So, there's usually, like, some sort of construction apparatus in the middle
of
this
cake. I'm
right
there with you. Cake Boss, I love that show.
Yep.
Right? He smashed her face into, like, a 2x4, and she got cut up and bloodied.
She did not.
Okay.
It was just icing.
Okay.
Bergman, how do you think this wedding turned out?
She walked out and divorced him right after.
She walked out and divorced him right after.
Oh, wait, am I right?
Yes.
Wow.
She walked out and divorced him right after.
They should never have gotten married.
Yeah, she didn't want to marry him in the first place.
Well, seriously, this is like your...
That's a divorceable situation?
I would say yes.
After
they've taken
all that money?
Her special day, right? Where she's got the fancy cake and the all the stuff that goes along with the wedding. Her family's all there and her friends are celebrating. It's their first marriage. And what does this guy do? Grabs her by the back of the head and shoves her face into the cake.
He's probably done that many times. Like, there's all these different jokes. He's probably a jokester guy.
Yes.
Thinking he could get away with it with her.
Yep.
And she flipped out.
All right, they're both wrong. Here's
why. Yeah, he's absolutely wrong. You don't do that.
She did not make it nearly clear enough to him how much she did not want to have icing on her
face.
Well,
she probably said, don't do that.
Right.
And as a guy, you don't hear that.
Right. Like,
Brian, take notes.
She needs to double back and say, no, you're not hearing me. I'm not saying I don't like it. I do not want that. And he obviously doesn't know his now ex-wife very well at all to understand that if he does that, she was going to walk out of the building.
You and your little jokes, ha ha ha.
Yeah, ha ha ha. The cake in the face thing, I mean, I've never been married, but I've always thought that
it's stupid.
It's not stupid.
For me. We didn't do it.
You didn't do it?
We cut the cake and, you know, you feed each other a little bite. That's
right, you don't smash the cake.
No,
you don't do that for a wedding, do you?
Know why?
No. Why?
Because students said to me, don't do the thing where they smash the cake. And I said, okay.
Right.
And look at you. How many years of bliss?
27.
That's what this woman said. She said, please don't get cake in my face.
The whole thing is you're supposed to do it to each other. Like, you do it, then you do it to you. Like, I don't think we did. No. I don't
tell
remember.
You, that's the Mexican tradition. Any birthday, your face is getting smashed.
Is that
you just
right?
know, la mordida. You just know your face is getting smashed into it as a little kid.
Is that a tradition?
We don't care if you like it or not. We're doing it.
Interesting. Well,
sounds fun.
Where's Jorge at? Yeah. Jorge will back me up on this, and everybody driving around like, yup, because you got me, I'm going to get you.
Yep.
Eye for an eye. Happy birthday.
Welcome to the Mexican family. Don't marry into our family. John, George.
Very, very short marriage.
There's more to that.
Got one last thing for you before we go to Game of Games. Larry, you took this off the board, but Larry David did an interview last week on the Bill Simmons podcast. Did you hear it?
I did.
So there's one clip from this show that actually pissed me off a little bit.
Oh. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Do you know which one it is, Brian?
No, which one is it?
Is it about the Rams house?
It's about the Rams house. Yeah.
Okay.
You have that one? You have the one about the Rams house? Okay, yeah. So here's Larry on this little riff about SoFi Stadium.
My problem with stadiums in general now. Like, I went to a game at SoFi.
Yeah.
And I'll never go back there. You can't, you have to scream to just talk to the person next to you. There's so much noise coming from the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then the guy on the PA, guy is just, whose house is?
Yeah.
You're assaulted. Your senses are assaulted and you can't watch the game.
Okay, so he is taking a shot.
Whose
at
house?
Our mutual friend, Sam Lagana.
Correct.
It is not, Larry. Whose house is this?
Whose house is this?
It's wrong.
Yeah, that is wrong. It is whose house.
That's it.
But the thing about SoFi is that it is, I won't say it's, it is a.
Loud.
It is loud. It is an overload for your senses, but that's part of the thing that I think makes SoFi cool. Yeah. Larry obviously couldn't handle
it. He's a 76-year-old guy.
Is he 76?
Yes, he's 76. Oh, he was at the Knicks-Laker game the other day. I'm pretty sure he was complaining about the noise in there.
Yeah,
That's what you do at 76.
Stadiums in general and SoFi specifically are not for Larry David.
Yeah,
I love Larry David. He's great. He's a comic genius. That he does not like whose house?
Oh.
Is not a big surprise.
Brian, imagine if you had gone to the Charger game with their PA guy who's on the field just yelling. He's a younger dude.
Yeah.
And he's just, ooh, he's over the top.
Yeah.
No, the upset would have been had he said, you know what was awesome was the whose house?
Yeah, right.
If Larry David would have said that, that would have been the upset.
Absolutely.
Not that he didn't like it.
So did you see when he went on the Today Show last week and he choked out Elmo?
Good.
It was good. There was a little apology afterwards.
No.
Larry.
Why did he apologize?
Larry did apologize.
Because he choked Elmo.
Elmo was probably over the line.
Do you have the apology? Okay, here's the apology Larry had for Elmo after he choked him.
Do you have something you want to say to Elmo?
And look at the camera and please.
And from your heart.
Give him a camera shot.
From where?
From your heart.
Oh, okay.
What?
Go ahead, we're ready.
What organ are you talking about?
Yeah, just, from your heart.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Say you're sorry.
Elmo.
Larry.
I just want to apologize.
Thank you, Larry.
That's very big of you.
Elmo accepts your apology, Larry.
Okay.
There you go.
And Louis, will you drop the law?
So there was an apology. Now,
ooh, he should have held out. He should apologize to Sam Lagana while he's at it.
He should apologize to Sam.
Forget his. Whose house is it? Maybe tomorrow.
Whose house is this? I believe he's.
So I came across a clip.
Did you watch Curb last night?
I've not seen it yet. I've not seen it. Is it great?
Leon,
good.
Pocket dialing.
Okay. Oh. So Larry went on the Today Show a number of years back. And he was interviewed by the disgraced Matt Lauer.
Okay.
It came up because Larry almost dropped an S-bomb on the Today Show about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah.
So he referenced the last time he was on the Today Show, he did drop an S-bomb. Here is exactly the way that went down.
Okay, so the University of Pennsylvania recently conducted a study that I want your take on. They found that bald men are perceived by ladies to be more attractive, confident, and dominant as compared to their full-haired counterparts.
What a crock of shit.
It's so great. It's so great.
So,
I mean, we all have hair, so we're good.
Well, no, so yeah. Look, of the three of us in this room, I am the baldest of us.
But you're the happiest because you have a beautiful bride.
Well, I do have a beautiful bride, but I don't know if she would describe me as dominant or what were the other two traits?
Dominant and
thoughtful.
Not thoughtful.
Neither of those.
Dominant.
Two
any of those things. Yeah, any of those things. I don't think
maybe
correlate
I gotta lose
with
the rest.
Yeah, there's
Sliwa is bald.
Yeah, but
he's never had hair.
He shaved his head, right?
He's pretty bald on, but he shaves the sides.
Yeah.
But his top
I've never
is
known him to
hair.
Does he have a little on top? I've not
really
noticed that. No.
Not really.
No, because I think he's going for the shaved head look.
No,
isn't
I
he?
Think he has the Costanza.
He does?
Captain Steubing.
Because as long as I've known him, since he was a sales guy here, he's been bald.
Yeah.
So at least 15 years.
Yeah.
He's just on the sides. He's bald on the top.
So, Beto, big curb?
Oh, huge. All about it. I watch a Curb episode every night.
Oh, really?
I just go back and watch. I think I'm on season 6 right now or something like that.
So you went back and you've watched
always watched it because it's one of those I go to sleep. It's either Curb or Seinfeld I go to sleep to. I put it
Seinfeld
on before.
Seinfeld is the lullaby.
Yeah,
in
it's
my
the
household.
Same guy.
Yeah. And Law and Order is the lullaby in my house.
Okay. That's too intense.
Don't you jump up when you hear the dung dung?
No, it's always, chung chung.
No, that's scary, man.
There's always.
Man. SVU, oh, no.
They're so predictable. Like, I think Law and Order could be written by AI. It definitely could be. Because there's always
but how
like,
could AI get that quip
there's
at
always
the end of the
people
opening scene?
In a Tai Chi class, right? Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, what's that? And it turns out to be a body. And then the next thing you know, there's Marcia Hargitay interviewing the people in the Tai Chi class, and it all goes from there.
Or at a playground in New York City, right?
Yeah, a playground, exactly.
A lot of bad stuff is happening at that Hudson University in New York City,
that's
too.
Right. That's right.
Place, there's somebody's getting snatched or taken out
every
semester.
Who was that? Richard, that actor, Richard?
Belzer?
I didn't know he was a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Richard Belzer is a great comic.
And a filthy and not liked great comedian. He hated a lot of people, when I found out.
Did he pass away?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's why I found out that people didn't like him.
The other day, he was a conspiracy theorist in real life, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right. I've read some of this. He wrote about Kennedy and a bunch of stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Waterston, who was on there since the beginning of time, has retired after 450 episodes of Law and Order.
He has to have been on the show
30 years.
Who's that guy? He was the main Law and Order guy.
Jack McCoy.
The old guy?
The old guy. Yeah, he'd been there forever and finally hung it up this last week.
There's a scene, though, back to Curb in yesterday's episode that relates to Scott Kaplan.
No!
Yep.
Really?
You'll see it. When you watch it, you're going to be like, oh, that's Cappy right there.
I'm watching tonight.
Yeah.
All right, we got Game of Games coming up next. It is my game. And, hey, we're dealing with tons and tons of rain right now, atmospheric river and all that stuff. And everybody needs to have Jacob in your contacts. Put this number in your phone. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Driving around town the past few days, the rain, you probably saw a car on the side of the road with hazards on. You saw cars skidding and swerving and hydroplaning and all that stuff. And the fact is, accident rates triple in rainy weather. Immediately after an accident, call my friend Jacob. It is proven that the longer you wait after an accident, your case is more difficult to settle. Call Jacob. He offers free case evaluations. He's got thousands of satisfied clients, and the sooner you call, the quicker Jacob and his team can take that stress off your shoulders. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. Go to @call.jacob. Combo Plate, me and Trav and Beto and everybody's in the house. 710 ESPN. All right, thank you very much. It is time for Game of Games. Travis Rogers here. It's a combo plate. Beto's hanging out doing Lakers tonight. Bergman and producer Brian ready to play. It is my game today. And it is a birthday game. So I've got facts about people whose birthdays are yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
Mm. Okay.
And actually, there's some pretty significant names on this list. But it's easy. You either choose one or the other. It's two options. Okay. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yesterday was Alice Cooper's 76th birthday. Cooper says that his signature look, caked makeup with a heavy dose of eyeliner, was inspired by what movie? It is either Betty Davis in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, or Fred Gwynn in The Munsters. Betty Davis or Fred Gwynn? What do you think, Beto?
Munsters.
Munsters. Travis.
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis. Bergman.
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis. Brian.
Munsters.
Munsters, the correct answer. Betty Davis. Yeah, it was not Fred Gwynn and the Munsters. All right, number two. Yesterday was Oscar De La Hoya's.
Yeah, my boss.
51st birthday.
Yep.
You will have an advantage here, I think.
Probably not.
In his career, how many world titles did he win across six weight classes?
I'll skip this one. Go ahead.
We're going to start with Trav. In his career, how many? It is either 9 or 11, Trav. How many world titles? 9? Got it. Bergman?
9.
Brian?
Let's go 11.
11. Beto, what's the right answer?
11.
11 is the correct answer, yes.
I say it over and over and over.
We all have.
We're going to introduce them.
We're all tied at one. Here's number three. Yesterday, Lawrence Taylor's 65th birthday.
Oh.
How many sacks did LT have in his career? Oh. It's either 132.5 or 156.5. Bergman.
132.5.
132.5. Brian.
156.5.
156.5.
Travis is going to know this.
Beto.
132.
132. Trav.
I'll go 56.
The correct answer, 132.5.
Yeah, 56. Right. Just trying to throw you off with this number.
That means Beto and Bergman are tied right now. Everybody else has won.
Let's go, Berg.
Number four. Today is Cristiano Ronaldo's birthday.
Okay. Oh, sexy.
Turns 38.
Last World Cup.
He was born in the city of Funchal on what Portuguese island? It is either Santos Aveiro or Madeira. Start with Brian here.
Let's go Madeira.
Going Madeira. Beto?
The other one.
Santos Aveiro. Travis?
I've heard of Madeira, so I'm going with that.
Madeira and Bergman.
I think you're pretending to not know how to say Santos Madeira. Santos, whatever that one was.
Okay. No, the truth is I just couldn't say it. It is Beto 2, Travis 2, Bergman 2, Brian 2.
So we got
it right.
Madeira.
It was Madeira, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tie game.
Yeah.
Tie game. Today is Bobby Brown's 54th birthday.
My prerogative.
He appeared on the HBO kids show Mother Goose Rockin' Rhyme, acting out what fairy tale? It is either Three Blind Mice or Little Red Riding Hood. Beto, Three Blind Mice or Little Red Riding Hood
Little
for
Red
Bobby
Riding
Brown.
Hood,
Little
man.
Red Riding Hood. Yeah. Travis.
I'll ride with Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood. Bergman.
Song. Three
Red
Blind Mice.
Three Blind Mice. Brian.
I'm going Three Blind Mice.
Three Blind Mice is the correct answer.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
He played all three mice.
All three of them. Yeah,
I read that somewhere. Number six. Interestingly, soccer star Neymar's birthday.
And Ronaldo's?
And Ronaldo, yeah. You. Neymar turns 31. With what club did Neymar make his professional debut? It was either Santos or Paris Saint-Germain. Santos or Paris Saint-Germain. We start with Travis here.
What was the first option?
Santos.
I'll take that.
Santos. Bergman.
Well, I think he's on PSG now. I'm going to go PSG anyway.
PSG. Brian.
Santos.
Santos. And Beto.
Well, Bergman said he's on the team now, so I'll go with Santos.
Santos is the correct answer.
Yeah! Thanks, Berg.
The second professional team he played for, Paris Saint-Germain.
All right. Good job, Berg.
So Brian's actually got the lead now. Everybody else has three.
No, Brian. Brian can't.
Oh, yeah, baby. Come on.
Number seven. Actor Michael Sheen turns 54 today. He's dated a lot of famous women. Which of these women did he not date?
Who is this?
Actor Michael Sheen.
Not Martin. Michael.
No Michael. Clue. Correct. Okay. Michael. He dated a lot of famous women.
Is he famous?
That's the older one, right? Michael's the older one?
Michael.
Is he of the Sheens?
I will say, no, he's not.
I didn't think
Okay. Someone else?
His prominent relationship with was Kate Beckinsale. So Ireland would definitely know this.
So what is he?
He's an actor, really good actor.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Any movies we know?
Frost Nixon, Underworld. Oh. Did you see Underworld? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Which of these women did he not date? Prima ballerina Felicia Dubrow or comedian Sarah Silverman? Again, which did he not date? Prima ballerina Felicia Dubrow or comedian Sarah Silverman? We start with Bergman.
Dubrow.
Dubrow. Brian.
Silverman.
Silverman. Beto.
The ballerina.
The ballerina. And Travis.
Silverman.
The correct answer is the ballerina who's totally made up. There's no such person. And he was with Sarah Silverman for 4 years.
Oh.
He was with Rachel McAdams for three years.
Michael Sheen?
He was with Kate Beckinsale for 4 years. He is
pretty good roster.
He's had a very good
Michael
run.
Sheen.
Yeah, Michael Sheen.
No idea who he is.
Okay,
did
we got
play Frost and Frost Nixon.
He did. He played okay. Frost. All right, so we've got Beto 4, Brian 4, Bergman 4, and Travis 3. I'm trying to think. We should go to a tiebreaker.
Is this the last one?
Oh yeah, we should go to a tiebreaker because we're all out
between
of time.
Us three. All right.
Okay. Yeah. We talked about Neymar from Brazil, Ronaldo from Portugal. If you add together the population of Brazil and Portugal, what is the total? Population of Brazil and Portugal, what is the total? Brian, Bergman, and Beto have to write down a number.
I'm going to do it for fun, even though I'm out.
Oh, yeah, do it for fun.
Brazil is
Trav, whatever
bad.
You write down, that's my answer.
Okay, everybody got something?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
All right.
It's closest, not closest without going over. Beto, what do you got?
199.
199. Let's go
is
Bergman.
Is that 199 million?
Yes.
Yeah, 199 okay. million. Bergman.
I'm going to go 16.5.
Oh,
no, I'm going low. Going low.
Oh, he's going low. He got strategy. He's got strategy.
And Brian.
10 million.
10 million.
Oh, he's going lower than me.
Oh, you got it. I win. A winner. Yeah.
Beto, you've got that thing going away. The combined population, 224 million.
Oh, let's go. Travis said 200.
Why would you go lower than me, Brian?
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
I was going low.
Brazil's a big country. You know that, right?
It has like four enormous cities.
So congratulations to Beto. We're up against the break. Trav, fun on Combo Play today. Beto, thanks for hanging out. Coming up next for you is Slee with the pre-Lakers versus Charlotte tonight. Ireland's back tomorrow, 710 ESPN.